But now, what's happening in Worcester, it's all about the new economic life here, which WBUR's Kurt Nickisch is reporting on this morning, and whether Worcester would be wise to make sure that the sprouting industry, the new economic life, has deep roots here.
It's easy for Dennis Gaberski to see the potential in an old industrial building. After all, he's the son of a machinist.
My dad was a turret lay operator at Van Norman Machine Shop.
With his stocky build and stern face, Gaberski even looks like a mill-era worker, save for his slightly disheveled hair that maybe gives a hint of his Ph.D. Gaberski is a geneticist, and his company, Biomedical Research Models, has made its home in the same industrial factories that forged the wealth of his father's generation.
When we built this out, the city gave to us this, what they call the Silver Hammer Award. If it was real silver, I would have hawked it by now, but it's painted silver.
City officials were happy to see workers return to these industrial buildings. During World War II, this one used to make armor for tanks. Now Gaberski's company is researching ways for people to shield themselves against autoimmune diseases. And this is just one of his labs in Worcester. Gaberski spins around to the research sites he oversees in his black SUV. He couldn't do this in Boston.
At this time of day, 3 p.m, if you try to go 3 miles in Boston, it would take you 20 minutes. It's taking you, 5 minutes from facility to facility here.
Lighter traffic, cheaper housing, just some of the selling points he uses to recruit workers. But those lower costs work in favor of employers, too.
The dollars that get spent out here, the money goes further.
Craig Mello is a Nobel Prize-winning scientist at the UMass Medical School in Worcester.
Literally, if you get a federal grant here at the University of Massachusetts for the kind of research I do, I can hire one more person on that grant than if I was working in Boston.
Mello says researchers and entrepreneurs are taking notice. They also see all the educated workers coming out of the city's university cluster, the medical school, Worcester Polytechnic Institute, the pharmacy college, the nearby veterinary medical school. Mello says it used to be that when he presented his promising research in Boston, he'd get job offers.
And it's funny because lately when I've been into Boston giving seminars, I've had a lot of people saying, are you guys hiring? and that question of will you be moving out here have kind of changed.
After all, Worcester is hiring. Right now, the med school is building a $400 million addition. It'll house 100 new faculty members in translational medicine. That's a key area that turns discoveries into therapies, just the sort of thing that can spin off new companies. In fact, that's Worcester's strength right now, startups like Jeff Kiplinger's.
I'm the president and CEO of Verica Discovery Services. That's like America with a V. Okay. It's tough to name a company these days.
Kiplinger used to work for Pfizer, and he lives in Brookline. But setting up shop in Central Mass let him recruit workers who don't want to live in Boston, or even Worcester. Most of his employees live in small towns.
It's a different lifestyle. You look for the school system, you look for the two-acre lots, you look for the house that backs up on a small lake someplace so you have a nice view.
But the same lifestyle and low costs that draw some companies like Averica to Worcester can just as easily steal them away someday. Take Glyco Solutions. Elizabeth Higgins started the company in a Worcester lab space for startups. Now sales are soaring. She needs more room, and she's moving her company to cheaper lab space in Marlborough.
Don't you feel any loyalty to Worcester?
I do a little. I've grown very fond of Worcester. But it's a business decision.
Higgins says Worcester needs to do more to keep its newfound companies. That means tax incentives. It means investing in the schools. It means better transportation. Higgins says Worcester city leaders aren't doing enough.
They have to realize that they are at a disadvantage in some ways to Cambridge and other areas, and they have to make it more attractive. They just have to make it more attractive for companies to want to be here.
If Worcester can find a way to do that, biotech could breathe economic life into this old industrial capital for generations to come. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.